Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe.
Hello, my loves. Now, I wanted to give a glimpse into how I do tarot readings with energy healing for this episode. And we are coming into spring. We had the spring equinox next week, and spring is a wonderful time of renewal. And oftentimes, especially as we move into the equinox, there tends to be this last minute shedding of the old, you know, the old programs, the old vestiges of winter and the feeling of drudgery that we're shaking off as we see the sun start warming up, you know, the snow thawing, depending on where we are, and blossoms blooming up and showing their vibrant color and sharing their light with the world. And oftentimes this can lead for some unexpected energetic symptoms that many of us aren't ready for, especially if we're new to experiencing a lot of, well, energetic shifts, a lot of spiritual growth, and it can get really confusing. So the tarot deck that I am using is the Good Tarot. Now, every single different tarot deck has their own personality, the artwork, the messages that they convey. And this one is a little bit different than traditional. I like it. It's light and airy. It has affirmations with each of the cards, and it puts a more positive spin on some of the more, let's say, harsher cards, because there's always a brighter side to looking at even the worst situations. It's like, well, okay, what did I learn from that? Or how did I grow from that? And this deck does a wonderful job of putting a more positive spin on everything. And my guides wanted me to share this one because we are moving into spring. Things are lightening up and the world is becoming more vibrant. And it's wonderful. And as we shake off, you know, winter and the doldrums, we start to really feel and see that vibrancy. And sometimes we have to allow ourselves to actually see it. And I'm here to help you do that. So I'm going to start channeling energy. And if you are open and receptive, all you have to do is think or say yes. And I'm going to go ahead and multitask while reading these cards. This is what I usually do. I am going to be showing the cards for those watching the video. If you're listening to the podcast, you can always go to my YouTube channel, Tech Witch Nikki, and see the cards as well, or see any of my other tarot readings. Okay, the root of this draw is the Strength card, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It shows a beautiful painting of this looks more like a Renaissance style fairy tale painting in oil, and it shows a beautiful woman getting ready to pet a lion who's roaring. He's not roaring at her. He's roaring at something possibly coming at her. He's her friend. He's her guardian. And the Strength card is all about, hey, we're protected, so we can explore the more vulnerable parts of ourselves. We can explore what makes us, you know, at our heart, at our core. And it reminds us that we can be both strong and vulnerable at the same time. And sometimes we need to be, because we are divinely protected by all of our spiritual team, because they love us unconditionally. They want us to blossom and grow into our favorite versions of ourselves. The very first card that came out is the Seven of Water. This card is all about wonderful opportunities presenting themselves. And they do want me to read many of the descriptions because they do include affirmations. Okay. And of course, I was not prepared for that because they're like, hey, read it. The keywords for this one are imagination, fantasy, artistic endeavors, co-creative abilities unleashed. So this card, the affirmation is, now is the time to tune in to the infinite possibilities that exist and begin to play with them. Everything begins in the world of imagination, and I seize the opportunity to dream. I allow intuition and desire to blend into an alchemical way, forming something new. And every time we move into spring, the new is coming through in nature and within us. The next card is the Hierophant. This card is the teacher, the student, because we're always learning and expanding our skills, our understanding of the universe, our understanding of ourselves, you know, becoming more self-aware. And the Hierophant in this deck speaks about developing a spiritual practice. And here they would like me to go ahead and give an example of that. So one example I love to teach is grounding and centering. And I do that energetically because oftentimes we can't get outside. Me personally, I'm allergic to grass. So getting out barefoot in the grass really, really irritates my feet and I itch for hours. I'll even get hives on my feet depending on the time of year. So I can't really do that. I can go hug a tree. I can step on rocks or hold rocks, put my hands in the dirt, but I can't step on the grass barefoot like many people love to do. And that's okay. So what I do is I energetically extend my roots, much like a tree, down to the crystalline core of the earth. And if you are open and receptive to energy, I'm going to help you do that as well. So just take a nice big deep breath. And you can visualize, or you can just trust that this is happening, that you are connecting deep into the heart of Mother Earth, her world soul. And the way that my guides give me the visuals or my intuition, it's like a giant cavern of gorgeous crystals, a whole bunch of different lights and everything. And we tap into that because energy is light and everything is energy. Matter is energy, okay? So we tap into that, we anchor in, and then we allow ourselves to release everything that is weighing heavy on our shoulders, all the burdens, all the overwhelm, everything that just feels, makes you feel blah. We let it flow. All you have to do is say, I let go. Everything that is not in your highest good is going to flow from you, down your roots, from every single chakra, all the way down the roots into the core of Mother Earth. Now, you don't need to worry about anything. Mother Earth transmutes. She changes all of that into whatever she needs to nourish the earth, us, everything. And the earth is wonderfully grounding and supportive. The whole, you know, earth itself is a cycle of renewal, life, death, and rebirth. It is a matter of, you know, everything changing and transforming from one thing into the next. And she changes all the heavy energies that we carry, and she changes them into light, into love, into compassion, into anything that would nourish us and all life on earth. That is one thing that the earth does in so many ways, and she does a beautiful job of it, or he, depending on how you view the earth. There is no wrong way. Okay, take a deep breath. I'm going to go ahead and also help you connect to source, the heavens, the celestial realms. As we reach down into the earth, we also reach high to the stars, so we can dream big. And then we can ground it into reality. That is a wonderful way of just affirming our connection to all that is. And we can do this. When we do this, we tap in to our intuition. We tap into connecting with our guides, with our higher self. And it allows us to balance our own energies. This is a way that I help self-regulate myself. And this is a way that you can do the same for you. And it just takes a few minutes. Explaining it honestly takes longer than actually doing it. And the more we do it, the easier it gets. And you can just think, I am connected to the earth and I let go. And then it's instantly happening. It's like spiritual muscle memory. So I do this all the time, twice a day at the minimum. And I recommend practicing it morning and night, because as the day rolls on, we're always collecting energies from the people that we're interacting with. And it's a good way to just, okay, I am shaking off my day. I am shaking off that issue that was worrying me. I am shaking off the stress. I don't need to carry it into my night. You know what? I don't even need to carry it into my evening. You can ground and do this whenever you want. And you can take this practice and modify it by holding on to crystals, by digging in the earth and planting, or even weeding your yard, walking at the beach or in the forest or wherever you want to do. You can incorporate this into your daily practice anytime you want, every time you want, and it's okay. I'll even do it when I'm driving. The next card that came up, it came out in the reversal. It's the Hermit. The Hermit card is a sign of typically, hey, retreating, introspecting on, you know, gaining insight on maybe lessons that have happened, or gaining clarity on situations, your own energy, your own skills, and just kind of hiding away, kind of like a bear going into the cave to hibernate for winter. And having the Hermit in the reversal says, hey, it's time to come out. Let your light shine. You are amazing. You are worthy of taking up space, of being your whole vibrant self. So go for it. And the more that we ground and release the stress, the old conditioning, the old patterns that kept us in survival mode, the more our light shines, the more we unlearn the patterns that were actually holding us down and keeping us from our skills. And the more we tap into the core of who we are, we let our light shine. And the very next card is the Fool. The Fool is new beginnings, new adventures, new wonders, new opportunities. Spring is a wonderful, wonderful indicator or symbol of this particular card. And here she is blowing her trumpet, heralding a new season. And it's not just a new season in nature, it's a new season within us. It is time for us to blossom. It is time for us to shine our light. It is time for us to, uncover everything that we are, accept everything that we are, and be comfortable in our own skin and allow that light to radiate out for others. And that does take strength, because being true to who we are in a world that, well, in a society that is not always accepting of people who are a little different, it takes bravery. It takes strength. It takes courage. And we have that within us in spades. We do. We always do. And it's freeing when we finally fully embody that. And it's awesome. The next card is the Seven of Fire, and it shows a unicorn on the top of a mountain getting ready to take a leap of faith. It is jumping in the air to soar, because unicorns can fly. They are transcending everything. And they want me to read this one. Okay. The key words for the Seven of Fire is personal best, going the distance, persevering, and non-conformity. The affirmations here are, I am unstoppable. We are. I am channeling the energies of strength, courage, the belief and conviction that you are unstoppable. You are worthy. I am anchoring those within you now. It also says, my passion pushes obstacles aside as I engage in sustained effort. I know how to bend, but I do not compromise on what's most important to me. If others aren't happy with the course I am on, I don't have to let their concerns affect me. I release the temptation to resist challenges. And I trust that I can make things happen as I live life on my own terms. Inspired solutions present themselves. The more we connect with Source, the more we connect with the Earth, the more we connect with our own higher self, we get inspired. We get that communication and those nudges in the direction that make us feel fulfilled, that are in alignment with our heart and soul. Never doubt that. Your intuition is strong. It might be a little quiet right now, but it's always encouraging. It says, hey, you can do it. This is for you. If you dream it, you can have it. It's meant for you. And fun fact, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, you have a goal, and it seems way, way, way out there, it's not going anywhere. It's yours. You can reach for it. Small steps add up. They do. And it's absolutely wonderful, especially when we start seeing those little small steps snowball into, whoa, I did that. I'm not exactly where I want to be, but holy cow, look how far I've come. And it's really, really cool when you can look back and be like, whoa, I'm really almost there. This is amazing. So don't give up hope. It's there for you. It's, you have that dream for a reason. You really, really do. The last card in the draw is the Three of Fire, and it shows an amazing boat. I don't know if that's the sun or the moon above. It's kind of like a mixture of both, and the boat is flying in the air. The card, or the description for this particular card, is expansion of opportunities, the fullness of creativity and achievement. This is a card about co-creation with your guides, with your soul, with your heart, with fate. Again, you were given dreams for a reason. You were given hopes and goals for a reason. You can achieve them. Your guides want to help you do just that. All you have to do is allow them to. Now, the affirmation for this one, and I'm going to go ahead and anchor this one in as well. I am on the right path towards my success. I have an abundance of opportunities before me. I need to trust myself, for I can make good choices for myself and co-create situations and relationships that are in harmony with my heart's desires. Because you can. You're already doing it, and tapping in and connecting with your heart, with your soul, and with your spiritual team can help you move mountains. And oftentimes when we're looking at a situation that appears to be a mountain, when we're in the thick of it, it's like, oh, that seems insurmountable. And then we get through it and it's like, oh, that wasn't as bad as my anxiety or the way I was thinking made it out to be. And that's often how a lot of my spiritual journey has gone. It's like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. So trust yourself, trust your intuition, trust those intuitive hits, and they are coming. We are shedding so much of what is keeping us from trusting that intuition, from expansion. Take a big deep breath and let go of everything else that is not in your highest good, not in alignment with your heart and soul. We flow it down. And it is transmuted, it is changed into whatever is needed to best support us, best support everything. Now, I'm swapping the energies and I'm sending you activating energies. Energies that do support your highest good. Everything that is in alignment with your heart and your soul. I don't know what that is. I am channeling all of the energies, and you and your soul just get to pick and choose exactly what it is that you need. All you have to do is say, I accept. or be open and receptive, and that's a-okay. And while I am doing this, I am going to share a few examples of how some ascension symptoms can look, and how breakthroughs can look, because we are all on the verge of many different breakthroughs. We go through them routinely anyways, and sometimes we don't even realize it. Now, this winter, my family and I have been expanding a lot with our own, each of us in different ways, our own personal power. So we've been getting a whole lot of solar plexus upgrades. There's been a whole lot of solar flares coming through, and even Mother Earth has been getting upgrades in that fashion. And I can really, really feel energetic shifts when the solar flares hit. It's like I'm kind of connected to the heartbeat of the earth. And it feels really, really weird sometimes. And it took a while for me to really understand what I was feeling. My intuition, my guides were, you know, giving me little intuitive hits. And every time I would read an article or see a post about something called the Schumann resonance, I'd be like, hey, go check it out. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I'm going to check it out later. And finally I did. It was like, oh, okay. The Schumann resonance is essentially the energetic frequency of the energy of Earth. And it fluctuates based off of the seasons, based off the solar flares coming in, and so many different factors. And whenever there's massive spikes in energy, I'll realize, oh, I'm having more symptoms. I'm feeling the energy shifting differently. Sometimes it'll feel like waves washing over me, waves of energy, like I'm in the ocean. Other times I'll get chills or feel warm. Other times I'll start feeling sick to my stomach. And that's when I realize, oh, my solar plexus is going through a massive upgrade. It only lasts for like a couple of hours, so it's not like a stomach bug. And last night, I went through this a few days ago already. I was feeling kind of lightheaded, like my heads were in the clouds and sick to my stomach. And I had to keep grounding myself and drinking water, doing self-care. My daughter experienced that last night, and she couldn't eat much for dinner because she suddenly started feeling sick and feeling pressure in her head. So I gave her some medicines to help her mitigate the symptoms, because they can come on suddenly and then they leave suddenly as well, which is, you know, that's where it's like, okay, it's not just a stomach bug. It's not a virus or anything like that, because it leaves suddenly as well. And it's like, oh, I'm fine. It took a few hours. I had to give her a hot water bottle for her tummy, you know, ice pack for her head, and she slept hard the whole night. And she woke up feeling great. In fact, now she doesn't dream. It'll be maybe once every couple of months that she'll have a dream and she'll get all excited, because normally the way she explains it, it's just blackness for her. And she'll be bummed sometimes when she hears about her friends saying that they had some cool dreams. And she's like, oh, I want that. This morning when I wake up, I woke her up from a really, really cute dream. She was talking about kittens. And she's like, oh, kitties. And I wake her up a little more, and she explains that apparently we were all on a farm and they found a mama cat who had some adorable kittens, and she grabbed a boy and a girl, and they were playing with her. They were cuddling with her. And it was just adorable. And she wanted to stay there and keep dreaming because they were just adorable, purring, playing. It was a happy place for her. And she was so happy that she actually had a dream. And for her, they're actually pretty vivid. So that is one way that this upgrade helped empower her. And that was just one little example of, hey, breakthrough is here because you're having a dream when you normally don't dream. So they can come in weird ways that we don't expect. And her skills are increasing. She's already very empathetic and very sensitive to energy and emotions. So I'm excited to see what is unlocked within her now. My husband, we've been manifesting a whole lot over the years. He just retired from the army. I retired several years ago, and he's going for his dream job. And he's in the process. He just applied last week. And he's like, last night, he was like, I'm scared to really think that it's going to happen. You know, it's like, I don't want to believe it until it actually happens. And it's like, okay, the job listing isn't closed yet. They have to give time for anybody else to apply. But look, dude, you got it. You got the job. You already know it. Come on. We've been manifesting this. This is your dream job. And he's like, I don't know. It's like, hey, just say I accept. It's happening. So he did. And I'm still channeling the energies to best support you. But last night he dreamed. And he has dreams pretty often, but this one seemed more real. And he dreamed that the hiring manager came through with his current boss and like, hey, here's your job offer. And when can you start? And then he looks at his current boss. He's like, when is good for you guys? Like, oh, well, he can start as soon as, you know, he's able to. Being in the military in this type of job, he has a 6-month waiting period that ends on April 1st. So, you know, in the dream, he was discussing with his current boss, okay, April 1st, I start. He's like, all right, we'll make it happen. Don't worry about it. We got you covered. And he woke up feeling like that was just so real. I was like, well, there's your sign. It happened. You're just getting clued in. So now believe it because your guides, your higher self just showed you it happening. It may not happen exactly like that, but then again, it might. So believe in miracles. We are each a living miracle. We are surrounded by the miraculous every day. We are surrounded by the magical every day. But because we're used to it, we think it's mundane. We think it's ordinary. So get into the mindset of, I am a magical being living a physical life right now. That way, you believe in your magic. You believe in your light. You believe in your dreams and your hopes and your heart. Because you are an amazing being. You are so worthy of all the blessings that are coming in this spring. You are. And every dream that you have, every goal that you are reaching for, no matter how far-fetched it seems right now, is meant for you. And you are already worthy of it. Believe it. It is true. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and disconnect. And I love you. I thank you for joining me on this. I do offer tarot readings with energy healing, as well as sessions to help you meet your guides and activate energies therein so you can connect with them a little more easily or a lot more easily, depending. I love you. I support you. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved.
Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.